But we are covering a series on demonology, and last week we touched a little bit on Satan and how he fell from heavens, and how he became Lucifer. Lucifer became Satan, and how Jesus Christ has taken off all his power. We need to consider also the demon forces that are there. We know that Satan fell with 1/3 of the angelic forces, and so the fallen angels became part of the generals of Satan. Let's look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And Paul speaks about a spiritual warfare going on. This planet is not just inhabited by human beings. This planet of ours is inhabited by demon forces invisible to the naked eye. But from time to time, God has shown these demon forces to people here and there through visions or through the experience, and then they realize that there are spiritual forces influencing this planet, of which, thank God, we have authority over through Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 6, if you please. It says there in verse 12, Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. But it implies that we do wrestle, but not with flesh and blood. So if your Christian life sometimes feels like a wrestling contest, it's because there are demon forces that you need to stand your ground in. Now remember, this is New Testament. This is after Satan has been defeated. And it's not the normal kind of wrestling that you see on the WWC thing. No, it's a different type of wrestling. It's wrestling with the Word of God. And it says we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, nor do we wrestle, of course, with carnal methods. But it says here, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Notice that in verse 12, there are four types of demon forces. There are principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and they are the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, the word heavenly places, in the Bible, if you read, you notice that they don't have the word for sky. So, for them, heavenly places include the atmosphere, the ionosphere above us. And so, as long as it's above, it's heavenly places that are above us. There are four classes of demons, with Satan being the head over them. And the highest class of the demons are the fallen angels, of which in this particular verse is the group called spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So the fallen angels still retain an ability to fly. And they make their, you can call them thrones or whatever it is, in the atmosphere above the earth. And there are several people who has visions of those areas that have seen the spiritual hosts of wickedness. When we look up at the sky in the natural, all you see sometimes is a beautiful blue sky, all beautiful white clouds above us. But if your spiritual eyes were open and you look up, you could see darkness above us. And possibly, this is only a theory, possibly where the physical or spiritual location is probably in the area where there's a lot of what you call a blank area in terms of a signal and radio waves. When the astronauts go out into space and come back, Every time they pass a place on the atmosphere, of course there's a natural phenomena too, where all radio signal cuts out. All radio signal cuts out. And there's no communication. Just as they were entering the atmosphere of the Earth, for a few moments, as they passed that area, no signal at all. Completely dead and silent. And in speaking to some pilots, we know quite a few pilots. In speaking to some pilots, we are told that some of them who have the opportunity to fly very high into the atmosphere, the higher you go, it's not actually blue anymore. It's dark. High up in, as you go higher and higher up the atmosphere, it's not beautiful blue anymore. The blue that we see is only from this earth as a result of light diffraction. But as you go higher and higher, actually it's dark. It gets darker and darker. And one Christian pilot even told me that there's a sense of an eeriness in that area. So I believe that as according to the Bible, right, we base our doctrine in the Bible, there's a spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. And he said, what other mature men of God whom we have known who are not in error has seen these things? There's a very rare book by this guy called John Bunyan. Now, you remember John Bunyan is the famous author of Pilgrim's Progress. There is a book by him, which I'm still looking for, you find, let me know, where he records his spiritual visions. The book Pilgrim's Progress, a very famous Christian book, you haven't read it, I recommend you read it. It's like a parable story of the Christian life. And the entire book was written when he was having some time in prison and he had a series of visions. The entire book of Pilgrim's Progress was like a dream vision he had that he recorded down. Now, among those visions he had were some actual visions that he had of the spiritual world. And I have an excerpt from that book. I have another book which is titled All the Visions of Jesus and Visions of Different Men of God Throughout the Ages. And so among them they quoted from one of these rare books by John Bunyan. And in that book, John Bunyan mentioned how he had a vision of this great dark cloud that surrounded the earth. It was dark. And many others have seen this host of wickedness in the high places. So the highest class of demons are the fallen angels. And they don't really like to be on the planet Earth, or physically. They like that view from the top, that way up in the sky, far above Mount Everest and all these things. Now, have you noticed that many times these demon powers and all this want to sort of build an altar in high places, physically high places, because there is a spiritual truth there that was given, the positive side was given to Abraham, that as far as his eye can see to the north, south, east and west, the land belonged to him. So Abraham could exercise his authority. He was to walk through the land and the breadth of the land, exercising his spiritual authority. So in terms of demon power, there is a principle of what you see is what you have. And so they try to sort of be in a position where they could have as much of a view as possible. Although that works both positive and negative. That is why in the Bible you see many times when they have to tear down the high places. They use the word high places in the time of the kings. So there are demon forces, fallen angels, and fallen angels have the ability to fly. Now, who are some of these fallen angels? These fallen angels are the first rank of Satan's army, and they some of them are over entire nations. Daniel encountered one of them when he was praying a 21-day fast. And Gabriel, the angel, appeared to him and said, the prince of Persia has hindered him. And then Michael, the archangel, came to his aid. Well, let's look at that particular verse, because that speaks about one of the works of the fallen angels. And because he was over the region of Persia, he was known as the prince of Persia. And we know from that story that they are not talking about the physical prince of Persia. They were talking about a spiritual entity that was there. And a passage of scripture that we are taking from is the book of Daniel. Let's see the exact place to take it from. It was fasting 21 days. Yes. In chapter 9, he started fasting and praying. Chapter 9, Daniel, he started fasting and praying. And what a wonderful prayer as he sought the Lord. And then chapter 10, in verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. So he was on a 21-day fast. He ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth. Nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And then Gabriel, the archangel, appeared to him. And these were the words that were spoken to him in verse 12. Gabriel said, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. So brethren, do not fear when your prayers seem to take time to be answered. From the first day that you pray, God already has His angels working. And here at the end of 21 days, 3 whole weeks, Daniel probably didn't know what was going on in the spirit realm. Gabriel came and told him, Daniel, from the first day that you prayed, God already spoke to me what to do. And he said in verse 13, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. So what we have here is like a little view that God gave us as to what happened in kingdoms. Now, you notice there is a person called, or an entity called the Prince of Persia, of the Kingdom of Persia in verse 13. And then, Gabriel says he had been left alone there with who? With the kings of Persia. There is the physical kings. Remember, in Persia, they have what I call the Medo-Persian Empire. It was a joint sharing of the Medes and the Persians together. In the Medo-Persian Empire, the kings of Mede and Persia. And it says Gabriel was left there with them. Over every country of the world, God has sent His angel to bring it to birth, to bring it in the right direction, and to bring the finality of what a nation is to bring forth. Satan copies the whole thing. Satan is never an inventor or a creator. he is a perverter and a corrupter. So he sees the way God organizes things, and then he assigns his archangels, or his fallen angel, the fallen angels,